is Jake with the 1:30 news.
Thank you, Blake. Here's Mono.
Roar and Sons Brewing Company.
Now, Dan, when my dad got divorced, he just went to Plano. That was his big move.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos, on the other hand, is going to space. That's his,
no way!
His midlife crisis move. Is
like to live
next month, July 20th, he will go to space. That is just 15 days after his detonation date as CEO of Amazon.
So just what's he going to do? Orbit the Earth?
Kind of go look at it.
Just go fly up in space?
Oh, look, it's space.
It's the one thing my ex-wife can't take.
That's exactly right. She can't take half of space.
Half the moon.
And you won't bump into her there either.
That's probably it.
But it would be awesome if she also went. If Mackenzie was like, gotcha, bitch.
She brings her plumber boyfriend or whoever.
Sir, he's a high school teacher.
He's molding the youth.
I shouldn't say plumber. They probably make more than high school teachers, right?
Yeah, that's an awesome job.
Yeah.
I think they should. Just, I really need plumbers.
Boy, the stereotype for plumbers is so off base.
Hold on.
Oh, boy. Did I step on it?
No, just, we what need is, it. We all do.
What does that even mean?
Try doing it yourself. Can't. These guys probably charge too little.
That's fair. I just think the phrase, boy, I really need plumbers, is...
But, do you use them more often than most people?
No, but when you need a plumber, you really need a plumber.
That's true. It's usually an emergency.
Yeah, that's fair.
Get
things plumbed.
You ever go turn off your own water main? It's terrible. Just even that. And then fixing everything. Blake is right, though. They get a bad rap. You would just often just throw that... For bad job, what are you going to be? What is she dating? A plumber?
You just picture him with their pants down too
plumber,
far.
Plumber crack. Right.
Cracks named after
dirty
them.
Hands.
They do right. Have a crack named after them.
That's rough.
Name another profession. You can't. There aren't any.
No.
No one speaks of welder's crack.
All hail the plumber.
Banker's crack.
Should the plumber be the official profession of this show?
What do you mean?
Huh?
Just to give them support and awareness?
Yeah. Let's raise awareness for plumbers.
Okay.
Feel like they've gotten a bad rap. Let's get a little wristband that says plumber on it and sell them.
I do think they had a big spring because my buddy who does that job was like, I'm cleaning up right now because of the pipes.
Oh, yeah.
And the freeze.
I've certainly
had to
I
have
met
something
a plumber.
Plumbed.
Because of that, I met a P1 plumber, and he's great.
Odd brag.
I now have a new lifelong friend.
You think?
Yeah. Lives over in Grapevine. Good dude.
Anyways,
I'll share him with you.
Jeff Bezos is going to space.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's also cool.
And
it is
we're
cool.
Raising awareness for plumbers.
That's right.
Yeah, write this down, Blake.
You got it.
Tomorrow's Octopus Day.
Oh, it is.
Oh my
I have a big.
Gosh.
I have a story too.
Okay.
I have a big story.
Someone totally snuck up on me.
Regarding Octopus Day, Dan, last week Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new bill that prohibits anyone younger than 21 from being a scripper.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now. Did you previously
Did they
know?
Grandfather in the...
What's next?
No, I don't
think
so.
Current 19-year-olds?
No. They are done.
Wow. That's kind
of
harsh.
They're all out of work?
Yes.
Wow. A lot of strippers on the street today?
That's probably okay. What?
Call those hookers.
Weren't they anyway?
True.
Probably, though, if they serve alcohol there, you probably shouldn't be able to... Do they serve alcohol at every strip club?
No. So that's a delineation. If they do, let me make sure I have this right, because I'm definitely not a strip club guy.
You can't be a waitress somewhere that serves alcohol, can you?
You can.
In 19?
You can.
Oh.
You definitely can. Which has always been odd to me. I believe if they serve alcohol, they can go full nude. And if they don't...
Kind of like it should be the other way around.
Look this up, Blake.
But yeah. Now
should,
you're...
Should we make a phone call?
You're in a different category now.
I know someone that would know.
Oh, yeah, let's call Tony.
Tony.
You guys blowing Tony's spot up so hard.
He talks about it on the air.
This is very common knowledge.
Yeah. He likes the strip club, bro. You're the weird one that doesn't.
You don't either.
Bro, I'm all about it. Love me a strip club.
You're stoked on strip clubs.
I am. I think the girls really like me, though.
I think it's...
Okay.
I mean, I happen to be just feeding them money, but I get a feeling that...
You're extra hot in there.
I got a connection, just a deeper level connection.
I think it's that if it's... I think if you bring your own alcohol... Then it's fully nude. And if you buy it there, then it's you have to keep the tops on. Or maybe it's probably the bottoms. Excuse
me. Very ticky-tacky. Right.
Yeah, keeping tops on.
Tops
what's
on.
That?
What are we even here for?
Yes. Why not just go to the beach?
Let me read this.
Okay.
This has...
Okay, hold on. Wait.
This
down first.
Blake's about to read.
This is weird. Clubs that allow full nudity sometimes are prohibited from selling alcohol, while clubs requiring dancers to cover their genitals often may serve alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what I'm saying.
Because if you uncovered them and served alcohol...
Yeah, but you can bring...
Like,
but you can bring your own, though.
Oh, really?
That's how that goes.
Weird. You bring in, like, a sixer?
Whatever you
Some
want.
Some tall boys?
Whatever you want. Bub.
As long as it's...
Yeah.
A nice bottle of rosé?
Sure.
Huh. Glass it up a bit?
Yeah. So Julie can go. Because mm-hmm. she likes the zin.
I think I've only been to a strip club once in probably the last 10 years. And it was for Stormy Daniels' Make America Horny Again.
It was a work project.
Yeah.
Have you ever been, Julie?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
Couple of times, and this one's crazy, but spring break when I was in college and we were in Acapulco, sometimes we would end up there. And it was interesting. It was an adventure. But the only other time outside of that was my bachelorette party in Nashville.
Male strippers?
Nope. Yeah, we were just, you know, want to keep the party going. Sometimes it's the only place that's still open.
Did you get a lap dance?
No, we didn't do anything. We just went and checked it out, laughed and left, I guess.
You doing okay over there?
This is bad timing.
No, it's...
Considering.
It's actually good.
Probably the best timing.
Yeah. We're glad the math lost game.
This is too much. This is getting to be too much. Just answering his question.
I'm just a reporter asking them.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting place, for sure. The strip club.
Do you feel that they should be lowering or raising the age?
I don't have really a hot take on that, but probably.
Why?
The people that work there, this is what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I forgot how this started.
Well, they changed the law so that now
Jeff Bezos is going to space.
You can't be a stripper unless you're 21.
I mean, yeah, I think you can make better decisions about yourself and your life at that age.
What does that mean?
At 18, 19, 20, I don't know. You don't really know what you're doing.
Man, I feel like
you can make some money one way.
So judgy.
Well, I'm not trying to be judgy. I'm answering your question, and now you're being judgy to judge my answer.
It does seem, though, that there might be a chance that some of these ladies will go into some prostitution or something that's more illegal.
Off the books?
Yeah, and not have the... If that's their proclivity anyway, right? If they're heading in that direction, you're now taking away kind of a legal avenue.
Yeah.
Where they might have some protection there, too. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm actually speaking out of my ass. I have zero idea.
Well, I'm going to it's a thing we say all the time. The you can go to war, but fill in the blank. So you, I mean, you can go to war.
But you couldn't be a stripper.
Right, that doesn't make any sense. I thought we were all about business, the economy, money. If you're 19 and you want to strip for a job, I don't see any reason why that should be illegal.
I don't know. Something gross about, like, the dudes looking at younger girls, too.
Look, I'm not saying I want my kids to end up...
I mean, it's all gross, but if they're a little older, maybe it's a little bit better. I don't know. So you're advocating that any age person could be a stripper?
He's saying over 18.
18 and up.
214-523-CROW.
Yeah, let's open up the baby strip club. I'm clearly not saying that.
But you're a proponent for 18-year-old strippers.
I think adults should all be able to do adult stuff.
They could get married.
You can get married.
Do you think they should drink?
No, because I think that's like a societal ill. Like, I think that you're more likely to injure someone else or impact somebody else negatively via alcohol than you are by simply going to a strip club or stripping.
You studied in Spain?
I did.
Do they have a drinking age?
I think it was 18.
Because in...
If there was one.
At least when I was in Mexico, they didn't seem to have... It might have been 18, but it felt like there was no drinking age. And it certainly wasn't 21 like it was for us.
Right.
And we were all stoked on being able to drink. And the fact that we couldn't at the age of 19 or 20 made us really love drinking even more.
Yeah.
And their theory, my mama and papa theorized that the fact that they were so... They had their rules. You know, they weren't letting 14-year-old Beto drink. But... And then they had an older kid that was around my age, which was 19 or 20, and he wasn't really into going out and partying like we were, the gringos.
Right.
And they theorized it was because...
It was available to him.
He could do it any time, but didn't, you know, it wasn't this big taboo, you're not allowed to do it, and so should the drinking age be even lower? Like you say, if you can go to war and die for your country, but you can't have a beer.
Well, at least speaking as far as Spain goes, the big difference was they didn't drive. Like, they didn't drive much at all. Like, mm-hmm. everywhere they went, they walked. And, obviously that would be different in different parts of the United States, but I don't think you could have 18-year-olds who have
did
to
I
drive
hear you,
everywhere.
Did
like,
I hear you on another
wine.
Forum say that there should be a tow your car type Uber?
I think that was the hard line.
Was the hard line talking about that?
Yeah, they were.
There
yeah.
should be an Uber for towing your car.
I think that might actually exist.
I think I'm for that because I know people who drink and drive because can you imagine the hell that they would catch for getting an Uber and leaving their car in some parking lot 15, 20 miles away?
Like from their spouse?
From their spouse.
That's so weird.
The thought of their kids knowing that they did that? Seriously. You know, you wake up, where's your car? Well.
So my family in Canada, they have an Uber there in BC. Well, an Uber, or whatever you would call it, where it's two people that come, one of them drives your car, and one of them drives you home.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I wonder what the liability is at on your insurance, you know?
Less than the liability, it's probably extremely expensive. But still,
although you're saying, look, I won't be driving.
Right.
Would you rather have drunk me driving or hire this Uber driving thing? That sounds like a good bit.
Yeah. That's what they do there.
Talking about a little seed capital? A little Series A?
You think we should do it?
Hang Zone Industries?
I don't hate it. But that is the end of the 130 news.
Yay!
We'll get back to that later.
All right, let's get back into the Mavericks next. We have some interesting comments from Luka from his postseason press conference.